what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on these spring projects on your to-do list. You can slide them right over to ours when you reach out with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or head to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Hey, coming up on today's show, outdoor kitchens, they have never been more popular, but cooking and dining outside does require sort of a special recipe of its own, so we're going to tell you everything you need to know to plan and build your own outdoor kitchen.
And are you ready to prep your garden for a season of delicious veggies and beautiful flowers? Well, the first step is to get the soil ready. We've got all the dirt on garden soil prep just ahead.
And hardwood floors are one of the most desirable floors around for both durability and the value they add to a home. But the finishes do wear out, and when that happens, they need to be restored. So we're going to walk you through the easiest way to get that project done.
And you need some help with renovation, repair, or a springtime decor project? Well, we're here to help you create your best home ever and tackle your to-dos with confidence. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, or maybe you're not working on it just yet, but you are dreaming of tackling that project. So give us a call now before you start that project so we can help you be, you know, ready and prepared and have all the supplies and everything that you're dreaming of checked off so you're ready to start and tackle it and finish it in no time.
That number is 1-888-666-3974, which also so happens to spell 888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. So let's get to it. Leslie, lots of folks working on projects today. Who's first?
Barry in Texas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you?
Well, I have an arbor outside my house. The beams of my house extend out from the roof, and it makes an arbor outside. And I've painted it a couple of times, and the paint keeps wearing off, and I'm afraid the wood's going to start rotting, and I'm wondering if I should do something special to protect the roof, protect the wood, like maybe put some water seal on it, or I even thought about maybe putting some metal stripping, but I thought that might get wet and make it rot even worse, so I just really want to protect that wood.
Well, I think, first of all, let's talk about the process of which to properly paint exterior wood. Now, to start, you want to make sure that you're getting off anything that's sort of peeling and not sticking. So if you can, you want to either scrape some of it away, but without damaging the wood. So you can also use the chemical stripping agent, which would take the paint off of the wood and get as much of it off as you can. And then get it nice and smooth, you know, sand any rough areas if you're stuck with them. And then I would use an oil-based primer and an oil-based paint if you're allowed in your area, because that's truly going to adhere. The trick is that wood's got to be bone dry before you go ahead and paint it. because if it's slightly wet, nothing is going to adhere properly, and that truly will help out a ton.
Okay, so just use oil-based instead of latex paint.
Yeah, but as Leslie said, you've got to get down to the wood, because if you've got multiple layers of paint on there, it's just going to keep delaminating between the surfaces of the paint, especially being in such a wet location. So you want to get the old paint off, make sure it's super dry, an oil-based primer, let it dry real well, and then a good quality top coat. And I think you'll find you'll get a lot more years out of that surface before you have to do this again.
Okay, she also said that it sounded like she said I needed to get down and smooth the wood, but this is it's rough cedar, so.
I mean, only if you've got areas where where you've got unevenness from any paint that might not come off, just so you're not seeing like that sort of like rippled edge of the old paint with the new paint. That's truly the only places that I would do it.
And you can also use a wire brush too if it's a rough.
Yeah, that's what
cedar.
I was thinking.
We just want to make sure you get rid of everything that's loose there. You really get down to an original surface so you have something that can really bite, that new paint can bite into. See, the primer is kind of the adhesive here, and that's why it's such an important step. If you do a good quality primer, that's going to really bind to the wood and bind to the paint and try to keep the whole system together. Because it really is a system. We don't think about paint as being a system, but it is. The binder sticks to the wood, and the paint, the top coat, sticks to the binder.
Okay, great. So oil-based primer, top with oil-based paint.
You got it. Good luck with that project, Barry. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Sandra, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello. My question concerns, would you recommend a radon test for a house? Our home is a two-story house on a hill, and the lower level, which is completely finished, is two sides underground, and it has two sides ground level. And if we have a radon problem, can something be done to correct that? We're in the Pacific Northwest, about 60 miles south of Seattle.
And do you hear about high radon levels in that area coming up occasionally?
I don't, but I've never talked about it with anybody. And I saw something in the paper recently that suggested people have this test.
Well, it's certainly a good idea. So order a radon test kit. You can probably find one online. The type you want is called charcoal adsorption, A-D-S-O-R-B, ad, not ab, adsorption. And it's a type of test that you'll put in the home for anywhere from about 3 to 7 days. You open up this charcoal canister or this charcoal packet, depending on the type of test. You leave it in the lowest living space, so whatever the lowest area finished living space is, you leave it there for that period of time. You seal it back up. You send it off to a lab. They're going to give you a result. If it comes in at 4 picocuries per liter of air or higher, then that's the action guideline, after which point you would want to consider some sort of remediation. Now, you ask the question, well, how do I do that exactly? And the answer is it's harder when the whole space is finished, but it's not impossible. Generally, the way radon is mitigated is by a system called a subslab ventilation system, where they basically run pipes below the surface of the lowest slab and pull the gas out of the soil and then discharge it outside. So it's a matter of figuring out where to get that pipe into the slab and where to discharge it out, with the least amount of disturbance. But a good radon mitigator can do this even in a finished house.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds quite complex.
Well, it's pretty straightforward, but you got to start with the test. So I would do that first.
Right, and that's only if they find something.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay, are there areas in the country where you're more likely to have radon?
Yep, if you go to the EPA website, epa.gov/radon, there's information about radon zones across the entire country, including contact information for your local state area.
Oh, all right.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you thinking about building your own outdoor kitchen, but kind of wondering whether that expense will drive up the value of your home? Well, we're going to walk you through what it takes to build your very own outdoor kitchen and talk about the return on investment you can expect when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water.
Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Are you looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio steps or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Dice Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating that you just roll on. Made from real stone, Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula that resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion. It's available in 15 colors and can update any concrete surface. Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Is it a project that you've got in the works or a project that you're planning? Well, whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast.
We've got fresh episodes every Monday and Thursday. You'll learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever.
Jeff in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So I've got a home that I bought recently. It was built in 2006, however. It has a, both bathrooms have a fiberglass or, well, I guess it's a fiberglass insert tub on one of the tubs. If you, while you're taking a shower, if you move around, say there's a loud squeak and a pop that you kind of hear, almost as if it's binding. And the way that it's mounted or the way that it's inserted. So I don't know of a way to get under there to secure anything or I don't know of a way to relieve some of that stress. What can we do?
What it means to me, Jeff, is that the tub was not put in correctly by the builder. With those fiberglass tubs, the best technique, because you're right, they are very flexible. So what the better pros do is they will put a loose mortar mix on the floor, so like take a bag of Quikrete, mix it up, maybe a little looser than you normally would, and they'll spread it out on the floor where the tub's going to be set, and then they'll like push the tub kind of into it. And if you think about it, as that dries, it gives you support across the underside of the entire surface of that tub. And that stops the flex that you're now experiencing because as you use it over the years, now your house is about 10 years old, so lots of showers have happened between now and then, and it's starting to loosen up a bit. I will say that I've rarely heard it actually cracking and breaking through, so I would tend to think it's more of an annoyance. It is
rather difficult, if not impossible, to do anything about that now. You know, if you could get access to that area under the tub, you know, you could inject some foam in there or something of that nature. But even doing that, I would proceed very carefully, because if you didn't get it in just the right way, sometimes those foams can expand and
right.
push up, you know. So I think I would just kind of live with it and not really try to fix it. But I think that's exactly what's happening.
Well, I think what you've done is you've moved one of our projects to the top of our list. So if we were replacing the tub insert and or the flooring and everything in that bathroom was something
right.
we had really thought about doing.
Okay.
Now we thought we had a little more time.
Well, and I wouldn't disagree with that. I don't think this is an emergency. I think, you know, it sounds like it's kind of an emotional emergency because it's bugging the heck out of you, which we sympathize with, but, you know, I don't think this is an urgent matter, but certainly it's another reason if you're planning on remodeling your bathroom to get it done.
I think that definitely moved it up a little higher.
All right, good.
That's for sure. Listen, I appreciate it. I love you guys. You guys have definitely helped me out a million times.
So happy to do that. Good luck with that project. Let us know how it comes out. 888-666-3974.
Well, outdoor living spaces are super popular right now, and that includes outdoor kitchens. But there are definitely some key differences between designing an indoor and an outdoor kitchen space. So let's start there. First of all, powering an outdoor kitchen does come with plenty of considerations, considering that nothing is protected from the elements. Then you've got plumbing to deal with. It's got to be set up to easily be drained in the off season. And even the appliances you choose, like the refrigerator, for example, have to be rated for outdoor use.
So the first step, guys, when you're planning this outdoor kitchen space is to think about the location. Now, an existing patio, that's going to be a great foundation for your outdoor kitchen space. You can add counters and a grill without making any structural modifications. Decks, on the other hand, you might need to add some support. Now, you're going to want to pick a location that's not too far away from your home so that you're keeping those back and forth runs minimal. And the side of the house can be an ideal spot. There's no need to excavate trenches for gas or run any additional electricity lines. And outdoor kitchens are almost always the most social of spots. So you want to make sure a grill smoker is not going to blow in the direction of those family and friends who are hanging out.
Next, you need to think about electricity and plumbing. So when it comes to electricity, you're definitely going to need at least some lighting for test lighting or for appliances. And you also need to include ground fault outlets, those GFCI outlets that will have the set, the test and reset buttons on them. They're going to protect you from shocks. Now, your option is to put in a ground fault outlet at every location, or you could put in one ground fault circuit breaker at the main panel. That's a much better way to go, because this way, if something trips, you know exactly where to go. It's inside the house, and you can address it. Now, when it comes to outdoor plumbing, you don't need outdoor plumbing for sinks. It's not a requirement, but it sure is a nice thing to have. Stainless steel sinks work best outdoors because they don't corrode. And unless you plan on washing dishes or vegetables outside, you really only need a cold water supply. It's important, though, to install a shutoff valve inside the house so you can easily drain that line in the winter.
All right, now let's talk about your options for cooking. Now, most of your outdoor kitchens are going to include a gas or a propane grill. Now, with gas grills, you're going to also need to plan to run a natural gas line or plan to use a propane grill that's going to run on a tank. And it's also really important that these grills be placed no closer than 3 or 4 feet away from the house. And refrigeration, that's a great option. You can get under-counter units. They're popular for an outdoor kitchen space. They're out of sight. They're protected by the counter, and they're handy for storage. And some even come with automatic ice makers and frost-free features. I mean, we're really making a great space for these outdoor kitchen spots.
Listen, we're spending a lot more time outside now between the warm spring months and the summer and even into early fall, so why not splurge a bit? And if you're thinking about splurging and wondering how expensive that splurge is going to be, well, look, there is some money involved here, but the nice thing is that the research shows that outdoor kitchens do deliver a return on investment about equal to their cost. So you will hopefully get that money back when it's time to sell the house. So why not splurge now? Enjoy it all season long, and you'll still get some of that value back when it comes time to sell. Although, if you keep making these improvements, you may never want to sell, right?
Amber in New Hampshire's on the line with some heating questions. How can we help you?
Hi, I was wondering if it was worth the expense of converting an oil heat system with baseboard heat to a electric baseboard heating system for a 3-unit apartment building.
Wow. Are you independently wealthy, Amber?
No.
No, it's going to be really, really expensive to heat with electric if you're right now heating with an oil-fired hot water boiler. Hot water heat is clearly the best heat, and it would be a tragedy for you to eliminate that. Now, I'm guessing that, are you asking this question because you want the tenants of those apartments to pay their own electric bills and cover the heat?
Yes, because right now it's all metered separately now anyhow for electric. So I figured, you know, right now they've got the windows open and the, you know, oil heat is cranking. And I mean, they're conscientious, right. But, you know, I think that it's an older building and it's the oil tank is starting to show its age and will need to be replaced, and then the boiler will be replaced. I'm thinking long-term maintenance is probably less.
Well, I hear you. It's going to be a lot more expensive. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be in New Hampshire. I wouldn't be surprised if you ended up paying $500, $600 a month in electric bills per unit, because it's just very, very expensive to use electric heat. So I would encourage you to keep the hot water heat. I would encourage you to make sure it's zoned separately for each unit. If you have really old equipment, it would be worth replacing that equipment with new Energy Star rated equipment. If you're going to have to replace the tank anyway, you could do that at the same time. The efficiency today of new units compared to those that are, you know, even sometimes 10 years old, let alone those that are 20 or 30 years old, is astronomically more efficient than new stuff that's out there today. So I would never tell you to ditch the hot water baseboard. There's got to be a better way to solve this in terms of people wasting your heat that you're paying for with your hard-earned dollars. You know, maybe you have to control the temperature in the units and make it so they can't change that temperature, and this way they'll never be opening those windows again. There's some imbalance there. You got to deal with the actual imbalance issue, but I don't think tearing out all of that good hot water baseboard system and replacing it with electric is the answer for you.
With gas? I mean, would it make sense to change to convert to gas? Or no?
Yeah, we get an option with gas. I mean, gas is more desirable than oil, so you can definitely get an option for that and compare prices. But I would never get rid of the hot water, ever.
Okay, because someone else was talking about split heat systems. I thought, well, you could have built-in air conditioning as well instead of everyone popping in air conditioners in their windows.
Well, then they can pay the electric bill for the air conditioning. You can split the electric and let them pay for the air. I don't see any reason that can't be done.
Okay. Well, that's true, too. And have the in-wall, you know, I guess they call it like a split system or something. I don't know what that is. But
if it's electric powered and you have the electricity split among those apartments, then they're paying for the air conditioning.
Right, but right now they put the window air conditioners in, if you know what I'm saying.
They got to plug that in, and they're paying the electric bill. So one way or the other, whether it's a built-in unit or not, if it's electric, they should be paying for it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're hoping for a blooming spring garden this spring, now is the time to get that soil ready to plant. We're going to walk you through that project next.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is out now. Just go to llflooring.com/profiles. That's llflooring.com/profiles. Profiles podcast is all about
tips and advice to give professional contractors, builders, remodelers, renovators, designers, decorators. If you're in the business of improving and building, you'll learn a lot from the experts we talk to on the Profiles podcast. Again, go to lflooring.com/profiles.
Joe in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I got a question for some bamboo laminate or snap-together flooring.
Okay.
And somebody told me I needed to have a special underlayment that goes with the bamboo compared to just the regular underlayment that you can use on the other free-floating floors.
Well, first of all, let's just clarify. You mentioned two materials. You mentioned bamboo and you mentioned laminate. Now, laminate is not bamboo. You could have a bamboo pattern on laminate, but are you talking about real bamboo here or are you talking about a laminate floor?
I think it's a laminate because it snaps together. It's about a little bit over a quarter inch thick by 5 1/4 inch wide.
Okay. So laminate flooring, depending on the manufacturer, often has a type of underlayment that they recommend. And it's usually a very thin, like I'd say maybe like about 1/8 to 3/16 inch thick, spongy kind of material. I have seen it as sort of a roll of white, what looks like sort of white foam, like the kind of material that you might, pack dishes in if you're moving, when you wrap it around and around. I've also seen it where it's attached to the back of the board. So typically there is some type of soft underlayment material that goes down, and it just gives the floor a little bit of give as you're walking across it. So that's kind of what you're looking for. I would go back to the manufacturer that made the product, find out exactly what underlayment they recommend, and then just use that.
That sounds good. We'll have to look at the box and see who the manufacturer is.
There you go.
Somebody gave me 130 square foot of this laminate flooring. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll go right. It'd just be the right fit for our kitchen also.
All you got to do is pick up the underlayment. You're good to go. That's a fun do-it-yourself project. Listen, Joe, just remember this. When you get close to the edge of the room, don't go right up against it. Make sure you leave about 1/4 inch at least between the laminate and the baseboard molding, and then you cover that gap with shoe molding. A lot of times folks go too close, and then as the floor starts to expand, it sort of buckles off, and there's not much you can do about it. So leave a little bit of gap. It's called a floating floor for a reason, okay?
Thank you much. I appreciate you folks.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate you as well, Joe. Good luck with that project.
Well, if you're hoping for a blooming spring garden, prepping the soil now is a vital part of having a successful and beautiful spring garden. So here's where you start. Now, first of all, you want to pick a sunny spot. Now, you might be tempted to choose a spot in the yard that's most convenient for you. However, many times the most comfortable place in the yard is not the most productive. Plants need full sun to grow well, which means the area should receive at least 6 hours of direct sunlight a day.
Next, you want to clear away any debris, either trash-wise or weed-wise. Your best preparation of garden soil really starts with a totally clean slate. So get rid of the weeds, clear out any debris like branches, dead plants, trash. Get rid of those weeds no matter how young they are. This is going to help keep your garden free of these very pesky intruders in the coming months.
All right, next you want to loosen up that soil. No matter the type of soil that you're using, it's crucial to break up that top layer before you plant anything. Now, a garden tiller is going to make this job a lot easier, or you can grab a shovel and loosen it by hand. Either way, you need to loosen up that top foot of soil so that the new roots can grab a hold.
Now, when the soil is ready, it's time to test it. So pick up a test kit at a local home center or garden center and check the soil for the right nutrients. Very easy to do. It'll help you determine what kind of soil you have and what you need to add to make it more receptive to plant and vegetable growth. You want to aim generally for a pH level of about 6.5 for the best results.
All right, now next, you've got to add compost to the soil. And that's going to give plants the needed energy that they're going to use throughout the season. And compost is also going to help that soil hold water, which can be useful during the hot, dry patches of the summer. Now, you can buy your compost or you can create your own compost pile. And you want to mix in the compost to the top layer of the soil for an even texture. And that's going to create the best and most successful base for these plants to thrive and grow and really look amazing.
And finally, the fun part, right? You want to choose which plants to grow.
Yeah, you've done all the hard work. Now you have the fun.
So now you want to get down to business. So first thing you want to do is choose the plants you want to grow. Remember how much space they need. You know, take the information from the nursery in terms of what the spacing is. I always think when we plant our garden at the beginning of the year, it looks so sad and so sparse. And by the end, I'm building 8-foot tall trellises to hold up the tomato plants from falling over on the cucumbers or something like that. So they do grow. Just remember that. And following the space advice is really, really important. But you know what? Get a start now, and you'll be good to go. And I don't know where you live in the country, but in our part of the world, you know, we have veggies really through, well, definitely through the end of September and sometimes into October, depending on how warm the fall season is.
So you have to deliver, Tom.
My neighbors have come to expect on a healthy supply of tomatoes, I'll just say that.
Speaking of delivery, do you deliver to Long Island? Because I might be expecting some as well.
Absolutely.
If I order it by noon, though, will it arrive the same day?
Because you have Prime, right? You have Money Pit Prime.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Up next, hardwood floors are one of the most desirable floors around for both durability and the value they add to a home. But when the surface wears out, refinishing needs to get done. We're going to walk you through the process when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repairs to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we know it. Taking care of a home, it's a lot of things. And we know really that it can be a combination of love and pride and sometimes heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise we're going to help you plan,
save some money, talk you down from all those scary home improvement situations, and spare you from a lot of snafus.
You can follow us very easily. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. All your choices, all the podcast players on your device will appear there. Select the one you want, and you'll be hooked up with us for new episodes every single week. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Courtney in Rhode Island's looking for some gardening tips. What can we do for you?
I'm trying to find a spot for my raised garden bed. I'd like to put it behind the house, which is the north side. And I remember last year the spot being full sun, but last week I noticed it was completely shaded. How can I tell where it was gonna, where a good spot will be, you know, when it comes time to plant?
Yeah, I think you've just told yourself. Yeah, it depends on how high the sun is in the sky, and right now
it's
early spring.
Right, and it's also a seasonal thing.
Yeah, and it's a seasonal thing. So in order for you to get full sun for the longest period of time, it has to be in a more wide open space with no obstructions. And the north side of the house is generally not the best place to put a garden because it typically is the cooler side of the house. And you know, I had a situation when I first moved to my home that was like that, where we had a spot that had always been used in the garden. And, you know, because we'd lived there, my family lived there before that, I kind of didn't notice how big the trees had gotten, but I did notice that my garden was getting smaller every year until I was like, duh, I got to move the garden. And once we moved it to a full sun southern spot, the garden production pretty much doubled and then tripled. So I think that you basically have to get it somewhere else other than the north if you really want to have a long season here.
Gotcha. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, hardwood floors, they add beauty, durability, and value to a home, but they do need to be refinished from time to time. And here's how to best get that project done. First of all, how do you know if your floors really need to be refinished? Well, there's a simple test, actually, that can give you some indication of how badly they're worn. First of all, you want to go to a high traffic area where the finish takes the most abuse, and then pour a tablespoon of water onto the floor. If that water forms beads, then the floor is still properly sealed. If that water takes a few minutes to seep in and then only darkens the floor slightly, the finish is only partly worn and should be refinished soon. But if that water soaks right in and leaves a dark spot, it is definitely time to do that project.
Now, that is a big project to do, by the way, refinishing a floor. It's a job that takes, you know, a lot of effort. And while you might be able to do it yourself, it's probably not one that you may want to do yourself because it starts with removing all of the furniture in the room, of course, cleaning the floor, and then removing the old finish. And removing the finish is an area where we constantly see well-meaning DIYers get themselves in a jam. Now, pros are going to use floor sanders for that part of the project. Even if you were to rent one, it takes a lot of practice to get the skills to use it. And one slip-up means you'll be staring at deep, ugly gouges for all the days you have left in your home. Now, if the floor finish is only slightly worn, it doesn't have any big dings or dents or scratches or cracks, you could simply buff the floor with a sanding screen. You'd use like a floor buffer, which you'd also have to rent, but instead of the buffer, you would use a screen underneath that. And what that does is just sands off the upper surface of the finish and gets it ready for the next coats, which is a much easier and far less potentially destructive way to prep your floor for the finishing to follow.
Yeah, now next comes the refinishing part. After it's sanded, now this really is a big job and you gotta do it right. If you're restaining the floor, the color you see in the store is rarely the color you're gonna see when you apply it to your floor. Now, the age of the floor combined with the old finish means absorption rates are gonna vary, and a pro will know how to apply the stain to keep everything looking nice, and more importantly, looking even. Plus, the finishes that pros apply are often much tougher than what you might find in a home center or even the paint store. They're gonna dry quickly and get you back into your newly refinished rooms as quickly as possible, which, trust me, you're going to want, because this is a big, long process.
It really is. Now, in terms of applying the finish, the way that's usually done is with a lamb's wool mop. Now, lamb's wool is a piece of material that has an absorbent side on one side, a smooth side on the back. It basically gets wrapped around a wood applicator, which kind of looks like a sponge mop that you might buy to do your kitchen or bath floors, that sort of thing. But this is designed specifically to hold that lamb's wool, and you dip it into a paint tray that'll be full with the urethane, and you start mopping it on and working your way out. You cut in the outside edges like normal, and you work your way to the door, close the door behind you, and then don't go back into that space for at least a day, if not longer, because it always takes longer to dry than what it says on the can. You're going to have to do a couple of coats But when you're done, you can have a floor that's going to last you, you know, several more years. Now, I did this, Leslie, to the house that we bought last year, and we had 1906 floors that were fir floors, not oak, but fir, but they were attractive, except they were really, really worn, and I did hire a pro to do the work, even though I could have done it myself, because listen, it was an awful lot of work to be done. I wanted it done quickly. Plus, these guys had all the tools. They even had a specialized sander that was designed to go underneath the radiators, so you didn't have to do that part by hand, and they really did an amazing job. The before and afters were just stunning. And so I'm a firm believer in not always doing it yourself if there's good reasons to hire a pro. In this case, that's exactly what I did, even though I could have tackled the job by myself.
Yeah, sometimes it's better to let somebody else do it, Tom. That's a big, messy project.
Yeah.
This is the Money Pit. What are you guys working on? Well, whatever it is, we're here to help you tackle all of those spring to-dos. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Up next, Charlotte is looking for our recommendations on the most energy-efficient heating and cooling system to run. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
System that does both, but I appreciate your opinion.
Well, first of all, an electric heat pump is still going to be far more expensive to run than a gas furnace. And to add air conditioning, even with a heat pump, you're going to have to redo your ducts. So I think you're much better off, if you're ready to replace the existing furnace, is to go ahead and make that replacement and then modify the ducts to support a central air conditioning system. Today, you can do this with very efficient air conditioning systems and very efficient heating systems. You know, your furnaces today, the efficiencies can be in the 90s and, frankly, as close to 100 as they get. I mean, I've got a system that is probably 95% efficient, and it's just awesome. My heating bills have gone way down since I made that upgrade, but I would not give up gas heat to go to a heat pump. You can get efficient heat pumps. They're still not going to compete, and they're pretty expensive to run.
So, Tom, at this point, if Charlotte is at the stage of considering really upgrading the entire HVAC system in the home, do you start thinking of the extra bells and whistles like whole home humidifiers, you know, anything like that? Is this the time to kind of consider that?
Well, yeah, because installing that sort of thing after the fact requires modifying the ducts. I'd rather see you plan that in now. Even if maybe you don't have the budget for it, you could configure the ducts that those systems could fit in. But I would consider definitely a humidifier. And if you're going to do that, you also should consider a whole house air filtration system, or I should say maybe a more efficient air filtration system than just the standard fiberglass filters that come in. Electronic air cleaner, for example, would be optimum. That can take out not only dust, but even virus-sized particles from the air. So while you're at it, and I always say those are the four most expensive words in home improvement, in this case, you'll spend more if you do that part of the project later. So do it all at once.
All right, Charlotte, I hope that helps you out while you're at it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending a bit of your day with us. We hope that we've given you some great ideas, maybe some inspiration to avoid the perspiration when it comes to planning and tackling your home projects, especially your spring home projects. This is just such an energetic time of the year to get outside, to do projects inside, whether it's a deck, a patio, simply a painting project, whether it involves driving nails or picking up a paintbrush. Now's the time to get it done, and we will be here for you, as always, to help you get those projects done when you reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions always at moneypit.com/ask. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Yeah. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. There is confusion over the rules surrounding an abortion drug with contradictory rulings from two different courts.
For now, that pill, mifepristone, approved by the FDA 23 years ago, is still legal and available. A Texas federal judge Friday halted the FDA's approval of mifepristone. Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson.
This judge thought he had the power to overrule the FDA.
State federal judge protected it. Carol Tobias is president, National Right to Life Committee.
It is not as safe as abortion proponents are claiming.
All agree the future of the abortion drug likely rests in the hands of the Supreme Court. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Navy's dispatched a guided missile submarine capable of carrying up to 154 Tomahawk missiles to the Middle East. The deployment appears to be a show of force toward Iran following recent tensions. A GOP-controlled House panel reportedly subpoenas several major banks as part of its Hunter Biden probe.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed four major financial institutions in its probe of Hunter Biden's business deals. The panel's Republican chairman, James Comer from Kentucky, recently confirmed to Fox News while accusing Democrats of trying to thwart testimony from other potential witnesses. Bank of America, Cathay Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, and HSBC all received subpoenas related to the panel's investigation into the Biden family's global influence peddling scheme. Comer also issued a subpoena to Mervyn Yan, a former business associate of Hunter Biden, asking for his financial records. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Heavy rain and left pools of standing water across Augusta National brought third-round play to a halt at the Masters today. That means it'll be a long Sunday slog to determine who wears the green jacket. Right now, at the moment, Brooks Koepka is atop the leaderboard. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Residents in a small Irish village are busy preparing for the arrival of President Biden next week, putting up U.S. flags as part of their decorations. Karen Chamas.
Biden is due to travel to Ireland next week with a stop in Ballina, from which one of his great-great-grandfathers left for the United States in 1850. Joe Blewitt is a distant cousin who first met Biden when he came to town as vice president in 2016. Blewitt said the U.S. leader pledged to return once he'd won the presidency.
His Irish roots are really deep in his heart.
Anthony Heffernan, who also met Biden in 2016, said he's not surprised by the president's Irish roots, as many Irish people left for the States in the 1800s. The White House says Biden will visit Belfast in Northern Ireland to mark 25 years since the Good Friday Peace Accord before heading down to Dublin. He will then go on to Ballina. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. a nasty disease affecting fish in New Mexico.
Wildlife experts say they'll have fewer rainbow trout to stock in lakes and rivers this spring, adding the reduction due to the detection of whirling disease in the rainbow trout being raised at Rock Lake State Fish Hatchery in eastern New Mexico. The state Game and Fish Department says that disease was found in low levels, but they want to be cautious. 70,000 trout in the hatchery will have to be euthanized in order to reduce the chance of the disease spreading. Jason Walker reporting.
Cannabis regulators halted operations at several outdoor pot farms and processing facilities on a stretch of former fruit orchards in north-central Washington state after testing found high levels of the cancer-causing pesticide DDT used decades ago before the U.S. banned it in 1972. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your plates look like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you. We're here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house and create your dream home, create your forever home, create your perfect home, create your home that is comfortable, that is safe, that is secure, that is sound, that is beautiful. And if you need some help taking on those projects, or maybe you don't know where to start with a project, that's also what we do. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. We are happy to take those. And also, you can simply post them at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, you know, before I got behind this microphone, I spent 20 years as a home inspector. And after doing this for a long time, I used to tell my clients there were three kinds of houses: those that had a termite problem, those that have a termite problem, or those that will get a termite problem. Now that it's spring, it's time to talk about those categories. We're going to have solutions for keeping those termites and their very costly damage away from your home coming up.
All right. And coming up ahead also, are you ready to upgrade your interior design game for the season ahead? Well, we're ready to help with four DIY design trends to help you breathe new life into your home.
And if you've got a painting project planned, there are five important things that you need to consider that are going to save you time and money before you start. We'll let you know what those are.
But first, what project are you planning for the warmer weather ahead? Maybe you have a project or two in mind. Is it an indoor project, an outdoor project, thinking of a new outdoor hangout space, maybe putting in a pool, maybe some sort of a fun outdoor kitchen? Well, whatever it is, we want to help you make your best home ever. So give us a call so we can help you get those projects done right.
Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sandy in Texas is on the line and needs some help with the carpet question. What's going on?
Well, I had a Scentsy, one of those little things that uses hot wax, and my granddaughter knocked the Scentsy over onto the carpet, and part of it splashed upon my Henry Don chair, which is upholstered.
Okay.
And I haven't done anything yet because I don't know really
good.
How to go about cleaning that.
Well, the first thing you want to do, and this is, it's kind of an easy fix. You just have to make sure you haven't already scratched at it or rubbed it or anything. Take a brown paper bag and an iron, and you want to put the iron on a high setting without steam, and put the paper bag over the wax and then iron, and the wax will melt but then stick to the paper bag, and you'll be able to peel it right off.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, brown paper bag with a hot iron, not on steam.
No steam.
Just hot cotton, and hold it on there for a few minutes, and it will pull it out.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, sit it on there too long because you don't want to burn it through.
Okay.
So you want to hold the brown paper bag, then put the iron on top. And then shift it around, you know, moving to a clean part on the bag as you get more of the wax onto the bag. This way you're not re-spreading the wax.
So the bag kind of acts as like the absorbing medium here. It's like, that's like the paper towel, right? Leslie,
exactly.
The wax soaks into it. Okay, got it. Great trick.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sandy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Philip on the line who needs some help installing a bathroom. What are you working on?
Well, we have an unusual house. It's all concrete, poured concrete back in the 80s. So all of the walls in the upper and lower are concrete. Now, we have one bathroom in this house. However, we want to install a small half bath in the bedroom right next to the bathroom that's in the basement now. So we have a concrete wall between the two. We have concrete floors where the toilet and the bathtub is installed. Now, between the bathtub and the other wall, all the plumbing is in there. That's not concrete. That is framed in. So that has, we have access to that in the room next door. But the question is we want to install another bathroom, a half bath, so we want a toilet and a sink. The sink is no problem, as because what I just said about the plumbing being roughed in there. But, boy, how do we really want to do this? So it's going to take some, I assume, some demolition work to get down into that.
So what room do you want the half bath to be in? Is it going to be on the same level as the existing bathrooms?
That is correct. It's in the lower level. It's basically the same as, you could just say it's a basement. The only difference is that the wall connect between the bath that is there now and the bedroom right next door, which where we want the half bath, is a concrete wall.
Okay, so you're worried about getting through the wall that separates these two bath spaces. So you have concrete below, and then you have a concrete dividing wall. What about the ceiling? Is that typical wood construction?
It is.
So, okay, well, there's two ways to do this. Number one, yes, you could dig out the floor and break that area out, try to find the intersection with the waste pipe on the other side of that wall. Or you could use what's called a lift pump. So there are toilets out there that have pumps that are built into them that when you flush them, and you can spill the water waste from the sink into this as well, it essentially activates a pump, it grinds the waste, it runs it up through a pipe, and then it would go up into the ceiling and then cut across to the waistline and be dropped down from there. So that's be less destructive. The mechanism is a little more complicated, perhaps a little louder than a typical toilet flush, but they work very, very reliably, and they're very often used in basement bathroom situations where the toilet position is below the main waistline.
Well, no, the main waistline, since the only bath is in the lower level, right next to where I want the half bath to be. So the waistline is in the floor, and it runs out to the south through and right out, and it goes right down into the sewer line outside. So I don't, there's no, it's the same level. So I would really like to hook up to the existing line that is right next to the half bath that I want to put in.
Yep, so I got two words for you, jackhammer. You know, if you can break up that floor and connect with that line, or like I said, you can go up over the wall and drop into the vent pipe, which will no doubt be in that same space. And then, of course, you know, 8 feet below that connects with the waistline. So those are your options. I hope one of those works for you. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, your house either has termites, had termites, or will have termites. We'll share how to spot them before they cause serious damage when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit Carrier.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio, steps, or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating you just roll on.
Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula made from real stone. It resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion, comes in 15 colors, and updates any concrete surface.
Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, whatever project you are working on, whether you're in the dreaming stage or the doing stage, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Get help with your home projects when you follow The Money Pit podcast.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast. We post new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Sherry in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Been living in my house for like 20 years, and the house is probably 50 years old. Is it worthwhile to have the air ducts or the furnace ducts cleaned?
Unless you're having a problem. I mean, what most people drop the ball is that they don't replace their filters soon enough. And so if you've not done that, if you've not replaced your filter recently, then that would be the first step. But I don't think you necessarily have to get your ducts clean. There's such a wide variety of quality when it comes to air filters for heating and cooling systems. And I would just tell you to invest in a very good quality filter and make sure you change that on a regular basis.
The furnace guy comes in the spring and the fall, and he changes it then.
Yeah, but that's not enough. Depending on the type of filter you have, I mean, you probably are going to be changing the filter at least every couple of months. So probably at least the minimum four times a year, and probably maybe even more frequently than that. And the other part of this is making sure you use the exact right size filter and that it's situated properly in the ducts, because if not, air and dust is going to go around it. But if you put the right kind of filter in your system, the air is going to be cleaner as a result.
Okay, thank you.
Well, in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector, I often told my clients there were three kinds of houses: those that had termite problems, those that have a termite problem, and those that will probably get, yes, you guessed it, a termite problem. But if you take the right steps now to keep those termites away, there's a good chance you can keep your house off the termite menu.
Yeah, that's right, and this is the time of year to do it. Now, termites are going to nest in soil all winter, but come springtime, they're busting out in search of some new food, and your home's walls, well, that's their favorite meal, and guess what? They're super hungry.
Absolutely, but if you want to keep those termites from chowing down on your house, there's a few things you can do. First, for starters, moisture and wood are termites' favorite delicacies, so keep those stacks of firewood or mulch away from your exterior walls. Leslie, I'd find this all the time when I was inspecting houses. Folks had stacks of firewood right up against the siding. Vinyl siding, doesn't matter. Wood siding, anything. And then I would sort of peel off a couple of logs, looking down sort of towards the bottom of the pile, because that's where they would come up. And sure enough, the termites were hard at work destroying that firewood pile and who knows what else inside your house at the same time.
I mean, it's such a disaster, and it's such an easy fix, too. Now, another one, keeping your gutters clear. Now, termites love those overflowing gutters, so keep them clean. Keep them pointed away from your house so that the runoff is going to wash those bugs further away from the foundation and not directly towards it.
Now, if your porch or crawl space is dirt-filled, keep an eye out for signs of the bugs. For example, if you see piles of discarded wings, or you see cracked or bubbling paint or mud tunnels, these are little tubes made of sand that the termites construct on the top of the foundation to keep them sort of protected from the light and to keep them moist. Those are things that are signs of active termite infestations. You can also check your basement walls, your crawl space walls inside, especially that area between the wood framing and the walls itself. If you see these sand-colored tubes, again, those are the superhighways for termites. That's how they get back and forth between the soil and the house, and definitely time to call in a pest pro for a professional treatment.
Yeah, and if you have to call one, treatments today are really effective because the termites don't know that they're there, and so they're going to go back and forth through the soil. They're going to pick up these treatment chemicals. They're going to bring them back to the termite's nest, and then that takes care of it once and for all, and they don't even realize what's happening until it's too late.
I don't even know if they get it then, but truth is, you're not going to have an ongoing termite problem. The systems today are very, very effective, and they do the job of keeping your house protected.
Heading over to Illinois, where Ron's got some stuff going on at his money pit. Tell us what's happening.
Thinking about building, and I'm looking at exterior walls, and my question is, should I consider 2x6 or 2x4? And I'm getting different opinions, and so I'm kind of wanting to see what you guys think.
So the reason that you would go with a 2x6 is so you can have more insulation, right?
Well, supposedly, yes.
But you could also have more insulation if you used spray foam versus fiberglass, because spray foam has a much higher R value than fiberglass. So you could use a 2x4 wall with spray foam in those walls instead and have a much better insulation package when you're all done and probably spend less on the lumber.
What would you think about the 2x4 with the 1-inch styrofoam sheeting on the outside with fiberglass inside and then your drywall?
Yeah, well, you can do that. I mean, all the insulation you add is going to help, but there's just nothing better than spray foam when it comes to both insulating and air sealing.
What about the cost on something like that?
It's a little more than fiberglass, but the thing is, it's a much more efficient system. It's going to save you more money over the long run because it goes on really, really thin when they spray it, and then it expands. It has like a 100 to 1 expansion ratio, so it swells up, and it basically seals all of the gaps. Go to moneypit.com and go to, under Listen and Watch, there's a section on books and guides, and there's a free download there that we wrote some time ago on all the different ways to insulate a wall, and there's a lot of information on spray foam in that, including some pictures of my own house when we applied spray foam to a very old house and just been thrilled with it, just very, very happy with it.
Yeah, you've been saving a ton of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Diane in Minnesota has got a steamy bathroom. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, the exhaust fan. It just does not seem to take the steam out of the bathroom at all. It just doesn't work for some reason.
Well, where is the exhaust fan mounted? It's on the ceiling and goes into an attic. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's in the ceiling. I just live in an apartment, so I'm not exactly sure where it goes. But
okay, well, see, that would be a good place to start because you want to make sure when you turn on an exhaust fan that you can see it actually exhaust somewhere. And generally, it's going to be a vent outside the building somewhere, and you can turn on the exhaust fan and see that vent open. So you need to figure out, or if it's an apartment, you need to have a super figure out where it's exhausting because it could be obstructed, it could be crushed, it could be blocked, it could be terminated. There could be a lot of things wrong with it. And the other thing that you might want to think about, and you may or may not want to do this because it's an apartment and not a condominium that you own, but there's a different type of exhaust fan that's out now. Brone and Newtone make it, same company. It's called Ultra. And what's cool about it is it has a moisture-sensing switch built into it, a humidistat, so it runs whenever the room gets moist. So you can kind of set it and forget it, and you take a shower, it'll just stay on until all the moisture is evacuated out of the room and then go off again.
Mike in Texas, you're next up on the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had a question about my water heater. Number one, I try to drain it periodically, you know, and it takes forever to drain that thing. And I thought I'd heard a year or so ago on the show, there's a way that you can pour something through your water heater, it's electric, to help clean that stuff out. I've got really hard water where we live out here in West Texas, and it, I mean, extremely hard.
Right.
Just about 5 years old, and I've already twice now I've had to replace the lower heating, the element.
The coil, yeah.
Yeah, and I always replace both of them.
Do you have a water softener?
No.
Well, I mean, look, that's your first step right there.
Money-wise, this is not an option right at this time, yeah. So.
There's a couple of different kinds of water softeners. You know, the salt-based solutions where you have to keep filling with salt is one type, but there's also an electronic water softener. Which what it does is it's like it sort of electronically is a coil that wraps around your main water pipe and it charges the hard water particles. And by charging them, it kind of think of them. It's not really magnetizing, but it's like when you have magnets and they're all the same polarity and they repel each other. So when it charges these particles, it forces them to not stick together. They bounce off each other. And because they don't stick together, they don't clump. So it's a less expensive way of getting a water softener. So that's an option. In terms of the water heater itself, you said it takes a long time to drain. When you do drain it, do you open up the pressure relief valve or do you just open the bottom up?
Well, I didn't at first, but, you know, then I said, well, I need to go ahead and release this valve.
Because you got
to
let air in is what I'm saying.
Right, yeah. Yes.
You got to let air in. That's going to speed it up. So
yeah.
Once the water gets past the height of the valve, and, of course, you got the power off and it's cooled down, I hope.
Yes.
And you open that pressure relief valve up, then the water will come out faster. But the problem with some of those valves is, once you open them, sometimes they don't completely shut, and you end up having to replace them. You know, the hard water material gets kind of jammed up in the mechanism. And I've had those where I've had to pop them open and close a few times to get them to kind of reseat properly. But I would say that, you know, the best thing for you to do is to try to, even if you have to save up for it, is use one of the even electronic water softener to try to get some of those particles to not stick together. And then, you know, just continue to empty the water heater out now and again to try to release some of the buildup, sediment buildup that's at the bottom. You know, it shouldn't really affect efficiency because that sediment's going to be at the bottom. When you have a gas water heater and the sediment's at the bottom, it actually acts like as an insulator because the heat's underneath it. But because your coils are embedded up higher in the water heater, it probably won't affect efficiency.
I switched over to electric. I'm on propane down here, and I had a gas heater, and I was just having more trouble.
Yeah, well, I think you know what the solution is, and it's trying to get to the bottom of the hard water. And unfortunately, your appliances are going to continue to misbehave until that's taken care of. They just don't work well with all that sediment and water.
Okay.
So I wish I had better news for you, Mike, but that's what you're up against. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Up next, gone are the days when homes were just a place to eat, sleep, and chill. Today, having a multifunctional home is a way to go. We're going to share tips to help you build out your multifunctional space when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're going to take on a big electrical project. Well, not terribly big, but one that I've been sort of putting off on a house that we have. The garage for this house, detached garage, has an old fuse panel. And while I made sure the fuses were correctly sized, it is sort of complicated to find anything when you're looking for it. For example, there's a light on the outside of the garage, and it got turned on. And I'm like, I don't know how that happened. So I go in the garage, and I am turning off every switch and checking the light. And it won't go off. It just won't go off. So then I turn off the panel. Still won't go off. I'm like, aha, this has to be coming from the main house. But where? So I start looking around the normal places, which would be like by the back door, right? That's where you put a switch like that, thinking that, yeah, I'm going to just go to the back door and turn on the switch to the garage light, and then I can walk outside. Nope, not so much. You know where I found it? On the opposite side of the house, on the front porch.
Really?
How that made any sense whatsoever, I don't know. It was a complete lucky find when I found it because I'd given up. Somehow they ran the wire through the house, I guess through the basement, through a crawl space, and then they put it in the front wall near the front door. So, you know, sometimes these projects don't go as planned, and they get complicated. But in this case, it was just the one last straw that broke the camel's back to convince me that it was time to redo all that wiring. Because I'm kind of uncomfortable with the fact that that wiring is running underground in a house that's like 50-something years old. It just doesn't feel good. So we're going to fix it. That's my next spring project.
That's kind of a big project, and I think you can tackle it, but please do it safely.
Well, if you've got a spring project in mind, we'll help you make sure you get it done safely when you reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask.
Debbie in Louisiana is on the line and has a roofing question. How can we help you today?
We're getting ready to put a new roof on our home, and we're going back and forth between a regular roof and a metal roof. And I'm finding the price is double for a metal roof. In the long run, am I going to recoup my money out of that if I go to sell?
Yeah, that's a great question. So how long do you see yourself living in this house?
Probably minimum 10 years.
Okay. So from a longevity perspective, you know, the metal roof is pretty much a once-in-a-lifetime kind of a roof. If it's done right, you'll never have to re-roof it again. But then again, if you're going to only be in that house for 10 years, your roof is going to be just fine, even if you were to use asphalt shingles. Does it add value to the house? I think it definitely makes your house easier to sell compared to one that doesn't have a metal roof because it is a much more durable roof. So it's kind of a nice feature. But whether you'll get a dollar-for-dollar replacement for that is highly unlikely. So what you get out of it is a more durable roof. It will protect the house more. But I don't think you're going to get 100% of that money back when it comes time to sell. And if you're only going to be there for 10 years, which is about half the life of an asphalt shingle roof, it may not make economic sense for you to spend the extra money on the metal roof.
Okay, does it make much of a difference on energy consumption?
Possibly. The new metal roofs have a low-E paint finish on them, so what happens is they'll reflect some of the heat, which is important down in Louisiana, off of that roof, and it'll make it a little bit less expensive for you to cool the house. But then again, lighter roof shingles can do some of the same thing.
We're talking a difference between $8,000 and $16,000.
Yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think it's probably worth every penny. It's just immediate. It may not be worth it to you because you're not going to be there more than 10 or so.
I do appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, Debbie. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Well, you guys are ready to upgrade your interior design game for the season ahead. You know, keeping up with the ever-changing world of interior design can be overwhelming, which is why we've handpicked 4 DIY design trends to help you breathe life into your new home. Let me be more specific. Leslie picked 4 DIY design trends because I'm not sure you would want my design trends. So, Leslie, where do we start?
Well, first of all, let's talk about lighting. Now, brighter is better. Now, creating a cozy and inviting atmosphere at home is definitely essential, and natural lighting plays a vital role in achieving this. But what if you don't have those large windows or exposure to natural sunlight? Well, in 2023, the focus is all about chandeliers and lighting and lamps. Now, there's no wrong way to choose a pendant, but oversized and noticeable ones will be a big trend for the upcoming seasons. So choose a larger chandelier. Could seem intimidating, but it's the right time. Make that leap of faith and add a statement piece to your home.
All right, next up, let's talk about multifunctionality. That's a key. Going on the days, you know, when homes were just a place to eat and sleep and chill out. But in 2023, having multifunctional homes, that's definitely the way to go. So we're talking about additions like movie and game rooms, gyms, saunas, of course, home offices. These are all going to be popular add-ons. The trend reflects pretty much the changing lifestyle and the needs of homeowners who really want to maximize their functionality of their homes and make them more attractive, make them more comfortable, make them prettier spaces in which to spend more time.
Yeah, and I think that goes along with choosing the colors for the home, too, as well. So if you're repainting any rooms in the house, you want to pick colors that, of course, speak to you and ones that you really love. But if you're planning to repaint your walls, you want to opt for natural colors that kind of embrace these calming vibes or maybe even earth tones. But if you want to add a pop of color, try to stick to the more mellower tones of those colors. You know, tranquil blues and greens, softer pinks and lavenders, because that's going to give you the touch of that color, but kind of give you a more elegant form of that tone as well. And then you can incorporate softer golder tones and kind of still bring in that metallic, but it gives you a chance to bring in the color, but kind of in that muted way that's going to work with that multifunction purpose of the room as well. So it kind of goes with everything, but still gives you that color and that pop of color vibe that you're looking for, but will still work with everything that you're trying to achieve in that same space.
Another thing to think about is how you might bring nature inside. This trend's been around for a while, but this year it's going to become more popular than ever. So we're talking about embracing indoor gardening, plants, earthy pieces, that sort of thing, that will really help transform your home into more of a sanctuary that soothes the senses and brings everything in from nature. You follow tips like this and you'll be totally ready to transform your home into a very stylish and functional space for all the seasons ahead.
This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, besides choosing a color, what are the important things to do when you're getting ready to paint? Most people are thinking, choose the color, buy the paint, and make sure it's the right color. Nope. Well, we've got five things, you know, outside of choosing the color. You've got to remember before you pick up that paintbrush when the Money Pit returns.
Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit carrier.com.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Are you looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio steps or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Dice Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating that you just roll on. Made from real stone, Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula that resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion. It's available in 15 colors and can update any concrete surface. Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Bonnie in Maryland's on the line is having an issue at her home. What's going on?
My husband has rental property, and one of the tenants decided to destroy the property on the way out and poured wet cement into the drains. And so I just want to know what can be done and the cost of it and things like that in terms of the repairs, because maybe it's just not even worth trying to find another tenant after doing a bunch of work that costs a bunch of money.
Wow, that's awful. Boy, what a jerk to do something like that. It's just terrible. You know, it seems to me, though, that that's a crime. I mean, that's basically vandalism. And as such, not only can you first, of course, press criminal charges, but secondly, it seems like that should be something that's covered by your homeowner's insurance. Have you tried speaking with your insurance company about this?
You know, it was just something that my husband had, you know, talked to me about. It's not really anything that it's really my business. I'm not sure.
Well, you should call your insurance agent and you should talk with them about that, because this is not, we're not talking about wear and tear, like, oh, you got to paint the walls because
yeah,
you have somebody living there. This is damage. This is like having an arsonist burn your house down. You know, those kinds of crimes are covered by the insurance. That's one of the reasons you have insurance. So,
pay
so much money for that. So I would definitely make that claim. How much work this is to fix, I mean, I guess it kind of depends. I'm guessing since you're in Maryland, is this house, the bathroom's on the first floor, second floor? What's underneath the plumbing? Does it go into a slab?
It's a trailer.
Okay.
It's a trailer.
Right. So you have full access above and below. So you're probably gonna have to just cut out those pipes. It's all gonna sort of hang down the bottom of the pipe. So you're just gonna have to find out where it ends and cut it out. But again, I would not hesitate to file a criminal complaint and also to file a claim with my insurance company, or at least speak to my agent about that part.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, if you're getting ready to paint, there are a few things that you need to think about besides deciding on a color, including how that color will look in different lighting, how much paint you need, and what supplies to use. First of all, you're going to want to measure the room to figure out how much paint you need. Now, you can use an online paint calculator and simply enter the height and length of each wall and the number of doors and windows, and then that calculator will tell you how many gallons you're going to need to buy.
Now, if you found a color that you like, bring home a paint chip as well as a small sample jar of paint. The paint colors today are generally available in very small jars that you can apply them to your wall and kind of watch them throughout the day, because here's why it's important. Lighting, as it changes, is going to change how that paint looks to you. And then when you turn on lamps at night, you'll have another color scheme. So if you paint a small area, you can see how you like it under various conditions. The other thing to be aware of is texture. The texture of the wall can affect the paint's color. So if you're painting over plaster, textured surfaces, wood paneling, or any kind of like detailed molding, be sure to paint a sample directly onto those surfaces as well to see how they reflect the light.
Now, after you've settled on the color, you do need to decide what paint finish to get. Now, eggshell or satin finishes will work well on most interior walls, and semi-gloss is most often used on baseboards and trim. Now, glossy finishes, while they're more durable and easier to clean, they will show dirt more. Now, if you're painting a light color over a darker one, it's usually a good idea to use primer as your first coat to cover that original color. And primer is also helpful if you're painting cabinets or furniture because it helps adhere the paint to the surface.
Yeah, it's really what makes paint stick, that primer. And finally, remember that high-quality tools, we're talking about brushes, rollers, really important. If you go cheap on these, you're going to find that the rollers are going to lose their bristles, they're going to fuzz up, they're going to leave obvious brush strokes in the cheap brushes. So invest in good painting tools before you start painting and clean them properly after you're done so you can use them again for future projects. And, of course, the best part about painting something is that if you mess up, or change your mind, you can always repaint, right? What comes after paint? Repaint. Hopefully not immediately, but you do have that option, so it's worth considering.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, do you love displaying photos in your home but hassled by finding frames and getting those photos to look right once you get them in there? Well, we're going to share some easy shortcuts next.
You live in a money pit.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family-owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introducing you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Shoot your questions to us by going to MoneyPit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Jen in Seattle wrote in saying, I'm going to paint my daughter's room. My husband wants to use non-toxic paint. Is it worth the price difference? And what's the problem with traditional paint?
Well, if it's a little more expensive, I think it's a good idea. I mean, most traditional paints have VOCs, volatile organic compounds like benzene and formaldehyde, which can potentially be released into the air even for some time after they dry. Now that there's a lot of VOC-free paints that are top quality and look great and last a long time, there's no reason not to use them.
I mean, it definitely will give you peace of mind and is the way to go.
Well, do you guys love displaying photos in your home but find that getting the frames just right, getting the photos to look right once they're in the frames, never goes smoothly? Well, Leslie has tips on how to make those images a decor element in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, you're really good at this.
Thanks, Tom. Well, you know, one of the greatest ways to make a space your own is to hang pictures that mean something to you and your family. But if you visited a frame shop lately to check on the price, you know that it can be very expensive. So instead, you can buy some inexpensive frames just about anywhere and then customize the mats. And it's a lot easier than you think. You do just need some heavy-duty paper in any color that complements the picture. And then what you do is you cut the outside of the paper to match the dimensions of the inside of the frame. Then with an X-Acto knife or an actual mat cutter, you cut a square or rectangle, you know, big enough to display how much of that picture that you want showing. Now, here is the trick. You get non-acid tape and tape only one side of the picture to the mat. Taping more than one side is going to cause it to not lay that straight, or it could cause the image to wrinkle. And then now you're matting a picture like a pro. The other thing you can do, and this is when you start to get a little fancier, is you can layer different colors of paper. You can do a larger white mat, and then just inside of that, before you get to the picture, do a little layer of like a silver mat. You can do a thicker sort of art card or thicker board, and then do a thinner, you know, something. You can get more creative,
right,
to add a little bit of color, a little bit of tone, a little bit of depth, but you don't have to go crazy. You can just use the white. You can just use an acrylic. Anything, everything, or I should say everything everywhere all at once, since it seems to be that movie's year. Whatever you want to do. But truly, it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be crazy. I will tell you, when using an X-Acto blade or a matte knife, even seasoned pros like myself, who currently has a Band-Aid on her left-hand index finger or pointer finger, they're sharp, guys. Be careful.
It does. It happens.
It happens. But it's not a difficult project. You just need to make sure that you're cutting straight, you're measuring, you're taking the time to cut correctly and evenly and do the job well. It looks great when your photos all are sort of along the same theme. Maybe they're all from different ski trips. Maybe they're all from beach vacations. Maybe they're all family trips, but they're all black and white so that they're all kind of themed together. It works great when you kind of, you know, match them in a way, even if they're all mismatched. But it's a fun project, and you can do it yourself. It doesn't have to be expensive. So definitely something you can do and have fun with. And remember, when you're mapping it out on the wall, you don't have to start hanging things up and kind of testing it out. You can cut out the shapes and sizes of all your frames with little pieces of paper and just kind of tape them up on the wall and, you know, move them around until you're happy with it, and then actually hang the pictures. So mess around with it, have fun, and you will create a beautiful gallery.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're just about out of time, but coming up on the next edition of the Money Pit, if you're planning to build a deck project to expand your outdoor living space, you might be considering what kind of material to use. Wood, what kind of wood? Composite. You know, there's a lot of choices out there. PVC. So we're going to walk you through the pros and the cons of decking choices on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around.
I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.